So I keep getting comments from Australians saying that if I did an AC delete on my L67, I can just run a shorter belt without having to make a AC delete bracket. And this is why every Australian is wrong. In the United States of America, we only got the supercharged 3800s, or the L67, as the Australians call them, in a front wheel drive configuration. We did get the NA versions in the Camaros, and those were rear-wheel drive, but those weren't supercharged. So, using some American ingenuity, I have made my own, technically Holden Commodore, I guess you could call it. But here is why I am getting annoyed from all the Australians commenting on this. I'm not running AC in this car, so I need a AC delete bracket. And my friend Comet from Comet's Garage actually helped me build one. But a bunch of Australians are saying I didn't need to do that, all I needed to do was run a shorter belt, and this is why they are wrong. This right here is a belt diagram for a Holden Commodore, I don't know. But you got the power steering pump, alternator, tensioner, water pump, crankshaft here, and air conditioning. See, Australians got two pulleys right here. See these two pulleys? Here in America, we did not get those two pulleys. So where you guys could probably just run the belt up here and around here and there and completely bypass this, you see that? Just do that. We do not have those pulleys. This is a legit shop manual for a 2000 Pontiac Bonneville, which is what this engine came out of. And you can see the belt set up here. We have the alternator, power steering, tensioner, water pump, crankshaft pulley, and AC. If I was to delete that and the belt wrapped up around, it would run into the water pump here. Ignore this front belt. This belt is solely for the supercharger. But as you can see, belt comes around here, down around the water pump. Water pump is spinning this way, clockwise, down. And if it was to somehow be able to come up here, it would run into here. And I can't route the belt differently, because if the belt was routed differently, where instead of it going around here, it went up here, the water pump would then be spinning backwards. Not to mention, I would have to basically rearrange how my belts work. So it really would not work. There is no way to route this belt where it goes the... How you get what I'm saying? I'm sorry, the Australians are wrong. Now, obviously, if I had two extra pulleys here, yeah, I would be good. We're good to go. But I don't, and I'm not going to order two pulleys from Australia just to make this work. When Comet and I made a delete pulley, and it took us literally a half an hour and like $3 in materials to build, and it works perfectly. I'm going to pin this video, and anytime someone says that I did it wrong or I could have ran a shorter belt, I am going to just tell them to check out the pinned video. This is a picture I just found on a Commodore forum, and look, you have a extra idler pulley. We don't have those. As a matter of fact, look at this tensioner belt setup right here. Completely different than what we got here. So, I'm sorry, all of Australia. I love you guys. I think you guys are awesome, but you're wrong about this. Again, one more time. Alternator, power steering, tensioner, water pump, crankshaft, idler pulley, air conditioner, idler pulley. In America, alternator, power steering, idler pulley, water pump, crankshaft, no idler pulley, AC, no idler pulley, and back up. It doesn't work. I hope this clears some things up. Like I said, in America, we never got the supercharged 3800 or the L67 in a front engine rear wheel drive configuration. And anyone who says we did, no, we did not. We only got the naturally aspirated version. Anyway, let me know if you got any other questions about the American version of this. That's all I got for you guys. Again, Comet and I made this belt. It cost us literally $4 and a half an hour of our time. I'm sure I could have gotten those idler pulleys from Australia, but based off how they are bolted, and there's nothing to bolt to here, it wouldn't just be idler pulleys. I would have had to have bought a lot more stuff, and I'm on a budget. Thanks for watching. I love you, Australia. You're wrong.